Record. 1 4 stop button. 1:46 p.m. Speech off. Speech on. Screen curtain off. Screen curtain on. Speech off.
But we will open it every night for you guys if you would like.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Back to Jim.
Hey,
how many? I don't think it does.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about Beacon Lodge. Sometimes they usually open. Some of you might know.
Yeah.
How many acres is Beacon Lodge?
35 acres.
Not even close.
More than that.
583 acres.
Oh.
Conference room. This is where we have board meetings. And the board meetings, I'll tell you about the board a little bit. The board of directors from the camp, we're all clients. We're all volunteers. And there's 17 districts in the state of Pennsylvania, 17 Lions districts. So that means there's 34 board members because each district has two board members. Now, what do you think a board member does?
Oversee the financial.
Makes executive decisions.
That's right. We actually, one of the main things that we do, we attend four meetings a year, but one of the main things we do is promote Beacon Lodge to all of the Lions clubs and other organizations. And we do that, like in my district, I'm in the Williamsport area. There are 60 clubs in my district. And when I was a district governor, I visited 60 clubs. And when I visited, I spoke about Beacon Lodge, amongst other things. But as a not district governor anymore, I'm a board member here, I should go and speak to every club in my district. And one of the things that we do is tell them we need money. So, and you all have heard about, and some of you have witnessed the duck race, right? Okay, so the duck race is what? It's 2,000 ducks. We put in a little stream out here by the front of the Avenue building. We block up the water from the pond. We block up the water so it builds up and makes the water beat. Then we drop in 2,000 ducks. 2,000 rubber ducks. And they go down the stream about 500 feet, and then we capture them. But that little duck race, we make $8,000 a year for Beacon Lodge.
What?
So those
how
ducks,
big is
they're
the
right, rubber ducks. And if I rubber duck, they cost $5. So,
how big is it? Though?
And we also have another fundraiser, which you all can participate in. Number one, you can buy a duck's ticket for $5 when you hear about them. Also, we have what we call What do you think that means? 500 what?
Dollars.
Pennies.
Oh, 500 pennies.
500 pennies, that's $5. All right. You can join the 500 Club for $5. Actually, over the years, we have made hundreds of thousands of dollars by people joining the 500 Club.
That's for maintenance, right?
That's for maintenance. So when you all go home, you find out about the 500 Club, and you get your friends and neighbors to join the 500 Club, and then you gather those $5 up, and then you get somebody to write a check, and you send it to Beacon Lodge for that amount of money. So it's just something that y'all, everybody here can do to help Beacon Lodge.
Does that mean save every penny?
That means, if you want somebody to join, if you're going to join the 500 Club, yes, it's just $5.
$5, I'm going to do $5.
500
pennies. Go for it, we'll grab and come back.
Well, they can be done.
Oh. No big deal.
Yeah, well, so, that's for your club.
Anyways, right. Lou, what's your question?
Okay, is that my question is,
Listen, folks. Lou, you said there's no Lions Clubs near you, right?
Not quite. We use that.
Where are you from?
Right.
They have one called White Cave.
Right.
There's one called White Cave.
Right. White Cave. White Cave is a fundraiser for all Lions Clubs in general.
No, it's a fundraiser for the NFP too.
There's another question I have. All the middle sisters and all the close sisters, if they want to help support the handicapped provider and all that, that's fine. If they put it all on there.
I'm not sure if that's a question. Lou.
What's it that?
No. That's a suggestion.
Right.
No, I remember.
Maybe he's saying, could you use...
First time with the adults.
Is he saying, could you use the phone system? Maybe the...
I'm not catching everything the same either. He has seizures right now. He has severe...
We're just having a special day. Just wait a year. Well, we're just trying to inform you a little bit about Beacon Lodge. Is everybody having a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we want to know. Now there's a lady coming to speak to us all. She'll be speaking to me too. I don't know what she's going to talk about. So.
Hello. How are you doing?
How about the food this year?
Yeah! That's right! Yeah! Some more of those hot dogs, hamburgers, baked beans over here.
He's doing a phenomenal job for us.
Yes.
Get it up for the Zoom.
We're not serving him. Yeah.
Oh, there's a microphone.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
That's Kelly the nurse.
Yes. Hello, Kelly the nurse.
Yeah, Kelly.
Wait, they have it virtually?
Well, I thought she didn't know the person was going to be here. She said she
called. Yes. It's a guest speaker. I'm good. What?
I don't know what this one's like.
Half the camp because of COVID?
No.
They haven't half the camp virtually? Half the camp?
No, I don't think that would be an issue because they've been shut down for that. And those who have it are going to take care of it.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
I want my on Zoom. I'll be on camera on Zoom. There you go.
We'll find out what Zoom's all about. Because I'm pretty sure the person's here in person.
She's here?
Yeah, Jim said shape, so I'm assuming it's a shape.
No, it's not.
So what's the dinner tonight, you know? No, no. They have it written down. I'll look at it. And Jim's taking it back. Not me.
That was kind of fun, though.
Scared
me too for a minute. I was like, whoa. We should get a wheelchair or something.
I would have been.
Alright, guys, our speaker Wendy is here. Please show her the same respect you would show us. Thank you. Woo!
Yeah.
Some of them have some vision,
or some
have some. So is it worth showing
them?
Yes. You can,
they
can listen to it. Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Hi. Somebody on Zoom. And she was confused. We'll find out. But she said, somebody said, Kelly's the nurse, said they can listen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take medicine, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so you probably know who Kelly is.
No.
Yeah. Kelly's your own nurse. So
I don't met her.
If she hit your head, she'd take care of
you. I'm just going to scrape your arm.
You did scrape your arm.
No.
Let me see. Yeah, I'll have Kelly take care of it. You need a band-aid on that. Or some ointment.
Is it okay?
Yes. Yeah, not bad. It's just a brush one.
Yeah, but the problem is even us youngsters don't have
that.
Huh?
Yeah,
she's
right
from
there. Awesome. Call my grandpa. Hey, he knows his stuff. Before we go back, we'll go to the first station. She'll put something in that ointment.
Yeah.
It's just a brush one.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't hurt.
How about your leg? Do one on that.
No.
No.
Nope. Nope. My head's fine. I think. It might be a little smarter, hey?
Pops some sense in you.
Thank you. Stay
here.
I just see what I need by my belt. That's what I want.
No, just one. He
doesn't.
Goodbye.
I know. So is it? I'm going to walk away.
That happens. It's okay to walk away as long as I tell you they'll be back.
Right? Maybe I can teach. Maybe I should be up there.
You should?
Yeah. I know way more about Zoom than we'll say, yeah, you can give us.
They got a big screen. There's a big fireplace in this place, and they're right above it. It's a huge screen, and they're trying to get something to come up on it. Zoom from what they're putting on Zoom right now.
I can help them.
Yes.
If you need help, I can help.
There we go.
Oh, we got it.
Something's working.
Yep. It's just a big screen. How are we supposed to see?
I think they're more concerned about your hearing. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, we got an audio setting. We do change the speakers. Too bad I got it, though. I make sure not to
keep it. I'm waiting to leave. I'm waiting to leave.
I gotta make sure that I'm not kind of arguing on it either. It's not really hard, but I don't know what Zoom is like. Sheesh.
What do you mean you know what Zoom is like?
It's very bad for.
Four.
If you have auto gain on, auto gain your microphone and make it sound horrible.
The sound?
Mm-hmm. Like the sound quality so people can hear it?
Yeah.
It makes it sound all like. If it's quiet for a second, it'll gain up really loud. Yeah. And then it's really horrible. Yeah. I use Zoom on a daily basis, so I should know. You Skype too. Check. Oh, there it is. Yep, there it is. Hello, Zoom. Doo doo. Hello, walkie talkie. How are you? No. That's auto gain. It is. That's auto gain. Yes, he has auto gain on. Or she does. I want to just do it on my phone. Just get on Zoom on my phone. Just get on Zoom, like I'll do it. Hook up the Bluetooth. Got a speaker back in the cabin.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Sunday's got two devices.
Red
yep. Yep. Oh no.
Yes.
Oh no. Well, she got two of her devices in there. Uh-oh.
Is that what it is? Like, two devices?
Yeah, that's what it is. Classic. That's funny. That keeps on happening, too.
Guess
we were in the canteen kitchen cooking.
She should see the over on the other end of it.
Yeah, and if they're going to have video on, probably. I'm getting bored. I'm getting bored. I'm a fourth of the room, so content on my computer. So. We got content.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
So we'll be back by what time?
By 4:15, if possible.
If not, well, it gets too late. We'll be back by 4:15.
And this time we're going to walk, not ride.
I think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have a ball coming in.
Because
if not,
we're not going to do that. Well, that wasn't downhill. That was a bump in the hole.
That's not easy. It's fun. Well, I don't know how much. Yeah.
Thank you for all your patience.
You're welcome.
I drove here from King of Prussia. Is that
holy cow. Yeah. It's my neck in the woods.
Is it?
Yeah. Like 20 minutes away from my neck of the woods. Yeah. 4 hours.
At least the Arctic
Rush. I'm here to talk to you about assistive technology. Okay. So for those of you that are able to see the screen, I have some pictures up here of people using different types of assistive technology.
Oh, I can't
We're
going to
learn some more about assistive technology, okay? Because I don't know what you all are thinking is assistive technology. So we're going to expand our minds and learn more about what is assistive technology. So let's describe our pictures up here. Up on the screen, we have a gentleman touching a display on the wall. And that is smart home technology that is a camera for his front door.
Yep.
So he can see who is at his front door and talk to them to make sure it is safe for him to let that person into his home.
I know about that. Yep.
And he lives independently.
Cool.
He has different disabilities. But he has been able to live at home safely with the assistance of assistive technology. Up above that, you'll see there's a couple of men in their kitchen. And they are using their Alexa smart speaker to look up recipes. Yes. So they use their smart speaker to get information, learn how to cook different food, and they live by themselves in their own apartment. And one below that is a woman. Her name is Suri. She's in a power wheelchair.
Ooh.
And she has a ramp into her home. That ramp is assistive technology because that helps her be able to get into her home with her wheelchair. Then we have Kelvin, picture at the top. Kelvin has cerebral palsy. He's in a power wheelchair. Kelvin is also blind. And he uses a Google Echo little speaker
Google Home.
To check the weather.
Yep.
He likes joke of the day. Alexa, tell me the joke of the day.
Oh, it's an Alexa. Okay. Amazon device.
He loves his little Google speaker.
I got one too.
I brought two. He can check the weather. He gets notifications about different appointments if he needs to be ready for a doctor's appointment. Below that is Michael. Michael also has cerebral palsy, and he also uses a lot of smart home technology.
Yep.
He has a fire stick for his TV.
Yep.
So he can just say, Alexa, TV on. Yep.
Alexa, TV
on. So he uses Alexa to control his TV. He can change channels. He loves sports.
Yeah.
Now I know where you're all from. But Michael is a Philly boy. He's
intellectual disability.
Okay.
Who's the girl?
So right here, this slide I'm showing you tells you a little bit about Pennsylvania's Technology Foundation. That's the group that I work with.
20 minutes away from King of Prussia.
So it's nonprofit for the entire state of Pennsylvania. So no matter where you live in the state of Pennsylvania, we can help you to find funding for assistive technology.
Long drive.
The majority of our board members and staff either have disabilities or have family members with disabilities. My family, my husband and I have 4 children, and 2 of our children were born with hearing loss.
Oh.
And then my husband suffered sudden deafness in his right ear. He has no hearing in one ear and decreased in the left, so he has an implant now. So we're very active in the deaf and hard of hearing community. We are a community development financial institution and alternative financing program. Those are big, fancy, long phrases that just mean that the federal government and the state gives us loan capital so that we can help people with financial loans to buy assistive technology, okay? So we are actually under a federal program that was established under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yep.
We are Pennsylvania's designated alternative finance program. How many of you have heard of TechOut? Have any of you worked with TechOut to help find your work cam device?
Nope.
I
actually
learned about it from my work with you, support group.
Oh, okay.
And they had went somewhere and they had it and we got to try it.
The Vision Expo.
Gotcha. Excellent. Well, TechOut is a state program that you can go to them, they have a loaning library, and you can test different types of assistive technology. So if you know, so if you have one of your friends has a really cool piece of assistive technology and you want to check it out, you can call them and they'll lend you the device so you can try it out and see if it's something that will work for you. After you identify if that's the piece of the technology that you want, you can call us and we help find funding resources. Actually, the Pennsylvania Lions Club is one of the organizations we work with to help find funding to pay for assistive technology. Okay? So, we cover the entire state of Pennsylvania. We help people of all ages. So you all qualify. You're all ages. All income levels. It doesn't matter how little or how much money. We help everybody. And all communities, and all cultural backgrounds, and all health issues. So a couple things we do, we have information assistance about funding resources and vendors, like your OrCam. We know who some of the vendors are for the OrCam device. If someone needs a ramp, we know different places, different programs to get ramps installed. We have the financial loans, which I already mentioned. And then we have financial education. How many of you have your own bank card? You have your own bank card? Yeah, there you go. So we have a financial education program to teach people about how to manage their money, okay? As people with disabilities, you're eligible for some special things like a Pennsylvania ABLE account. Do any of you know if you have a Pennsylvania ABLE account?
Yes.
Yeah, my kids, we set up Pennsylvania ABLE accounts for our children, and that's a great way for you to save money, okay? So our financial education goes over things like, what's the difference between a bank and a credit union? What's how to budget your money, so that when you get, if you have a job and you get paid at the beginning of the week, you have some left over at the end of the week, and you don't just spend it all on junk? Like what? What do you spend it on? Gum.
Candy. Skittles. Milkshakes. Hot dogs. Hamburgers. You get the idea.
All the fun junk food.
Yeah. We love the junk food.
Tell me, what do you think of when I say assistive technology?
iPhone, iPads.
Your OrCam?
Hearing aids.
Excellent example. This young man here had his hand up.
Aaron.
It's technology that that you can get to assist you with many things you need help with.
Exactly. You actually have a piece of assistive technology right in front of
you. Yes,
I do. Yes. There you go. That's a fine example. Anybody else have another example? This young woman here at the end with your hand up?
Ashley.
Yes. How about a smart TV? Definitely.
Because I'm getting one. I'm getting one. But
Anybody else have note-taking devices?
Yep.
I have a brown note here. It's called a chameleon.
A chameleon. Excellent.
I have Apex.
It
used to be
here. Amazon Alexa.
Which
I have spells at home.
Excellent.
I brought mine. I brought mine here.
Excellent.
I always use them to assist me with stuff.
Sometimes you just use them for fun. That's okay.
I'm also
going to tell
you that
I
went to a church in Columbia.
Oh, you too?
And my husband has assistive technology where the thing, the device takes, a Bible. It's a assistive technology where it pulls up a Bible scripture.
Oh, okay. So for reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play for game 25. I'm thinking of a piece of something that can be assistive technology for someone. Okay? Five letters. Okay? Doesn't fit in a box, so we can't really ask the box questions. But 20 questions. Who wants to give it a shot? Who wants to ask the first question? Try to figure out what it is. Any takers?
Can you call people with it? Can you make phone calls?
No, you cannot. That's one question.
Does it tick?
Nope, does not tick.
Roberta, can you cook with it?
Nope, cannot cook with it.
I have a whole. Okay.
Hold on.
Aaron?
Can you talk to it?
Can I what?
Can you talk to it?
Talk to it? Nope. That's four.
What?
Can you walk on it?
Can you walk on it? Nope, can't walk on it, or you shouldn't walk on it. That's eight.
Can you swing on it?
I'm sorry?
Can you swing?
Swing? Nope. That's nine.
Can you sell?
Can you find it in a store?
Can you find it in a store?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
you can, but it's not really what it's meant. So I'm going to say no.
think I know what it is.
11.
Gordon's cake. Sean?
Does it have wheels?
No wheels.
Can you play music with it?
No.
Well, you could.
Yes. No. 13.
But you have to ask a question with it.
What can you do on it?
Huh?
What can you do on it?
It has to be a yes, no question.
Oh.
You're trying to trick me.
You think you're so clever.
But no, ask me a question.
Is it hard?
So, is it hard? Okay. Yeah, it's a hard, something that's hard.
Okay. Can you communicate with another device?
Nope, that's 18. Two more questions.
I think I kept counting. Was it recorded?
No.
Yes.
Can
you
type
no.
That's 19.
19, one more.
One more, Amber.
Where's Jim?
Yeah,
he's being quiet.
He's sitting
on. No, you're good. Yes. All right.
Do you want him?
Yes. Are you ready to find out what it is?
Yes.
I didn't want to say it. Spoiler.
When would a fence be assistive technology?
To assist you with a dog? Yeah, there you
You're
go.
You're on the right track, but this is for a person.
Oh, a person that can hold their own.
Oh! Like for me, it wouldn't be assistive technology because I can go outside and take a walk. Or
belt.
Right here.
That'll work.
And the thing that actually, I went to a gym and got a
put a piece of string together, but it's not going to work. Yeah, we'll find something for you, but
yes.
It's not right here. Side. Or in the machine, you got a sleeper, remember? Cup holder.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Thanks.
Let me see your elbow. Rose said you had a... No, oh, it's a little bloody, but it's okay. I'll
put it. Should we go see
one? No, I'm going to put some of those four on here. It's in the right part.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm all right. Where is that bump?
That bump? The other end of the pole. You know,
no, on top of that bump.
Something for you for a while.
Right. Speech on. Stop.